Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Sarah. I'm with Bangor Savings Bank, and I have an individual on my line who had reached out to you guys. He's looking to get credit back for a couple of items that have posted to his bank account, and you guys advised him that he did need to chat with us and you via third-party call. So I have him on my line now. His name is Matthew Clark.
May I have a zip code?
Matthew, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead and answer her questions.
Okay, 04924.
Can you also please verify your address?
My address or my PO box? My physical address
is
107.
Well, that's the address
Easy
that's listed
Street.
On the account where the items were delivered.
PO box 434.
The full address, please.
Kane and Main, PO box 434, Kane and Main, 04924.
Thank you. Okay, so it shows that there was an order placed with us on June the 17th for the Ultra Testo as well as the Ultra Testo Nitric Oxide. They are male enhancement formulas that help with increasing libido, stamina, and blood flow. It shows that you registered for the trial on the 17th of June where the shipping and handling costs were paid to receive those items for the introductory 14-day trial period. And being that the account was not canceled, you will bill the end of the trial costs for those items that were received. You did contact us after the account was billed. It shows that you contacted us on today. Stated that you indicated that you had disputed the charge with your financial institution. We did advise you that once we speak with the bank, if the dispute is dropped, we will issue a partial refund on the account in reference to the charges.
Whatever's got to be done, because I'd like to get my money back or as much as I can.
Okay. Yes, sir. So the maximum refund that will be issued in reference to the charges is 50%, as long as the dispute is dropped.
So what have I got to do that?
Okay, so the bank has to inform me that there is no longer a dispute.
On. You got to explain it to her what you want me to do.
That's why I've explained it. So as long as she verifies that information, the 50% refund can be processed.
And so why isn't it that he can't get the full refund? Ultimately, from how he's explained it to us, you know, he did opt for these items for the free trial, but nowhere did it state to him that he was going to be billed after 14 days.
But it did clearly indicate it. It indicated that it was a 14-day trial, that the trial period begins on the day of the order being placed, and that if you do not cancel, it also tells the amounts that the account will be billed once the trial period ends. The customer then has to state that they are over the age of 18 and older, and that they also understood and agreed, which gave us authorization to bill. So once at the end of the trial charges are billed, we do offer we will offer the customer up to a 50% refund. But if he were to continue with the dispute process, it wouldn't be won because these charges are 100% valid, and we would send in the proper documentation. So we will actually issue a 50% refund in order to compensate the customer for the charges in some type of way, but the account won't be fully refunded.
Okay, so
I guess it's up to you, Matthew,
how you want to play it. If you want us to cancel the dispute, we can. Otherwise, we will try for 100%.
But you've already stated that I pretty much don't stand a chance of that. Correct?
Well, she did state that. I mean, we see charges like this all the time, and we do fight to get the money back. Now, there's always a chance with a dispute that it's not going to be 100% successful. So it's up to you how you want to play it. If you know that you can get 50% back, you know, guaranteed, it's up to you if you want to kind of take
and
that.
Your advice, what would you do?
I mean,
you're more familiar with it. You've seen this a lot more than I have.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, me personally, I'd try to get everything back that I could. So, but if you need the funds, you know, right away, it is something that, you know, if they're saying they can credit you back almost $100, you know, that's
right.
That's going to be ultimately your decision. I can't tell you what to do either way. We're just going to do what you want us to do.
do you think I have a leg to stand on? I guess that would be my best question. Or should I just suck it up and, you know, dog their name?
Well, I mean, if you want me to check in with someone on the, you know, kind of the percentage that we see that comes back as, you know, a fully successful dispute, I can check in on it.
That would be awesome. Because if I can get it, I want it. You know, I got a health payment coming. They don't care.
Okay. Give me just a moment, okay? I'm just going to put you on a quick hold. All right. Thanks so much for holding.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did look into this. It actually looks like we haven't even filed a dispute yet because you were going to contact the merchant first.
Okay.
And I mean, yeah, these ones are more difficult as we had kind of advised to get full money back on.
So just accept the half.
So if you're willing to accept it, I mean, at least you know that you're kind of guaranteed to get 50% back versus, you know, going with a dispute, there's never a guarantee.
Right.
You know, and so usually maybe one in every five we're fully successful on, but yeah, if they have, you know, the documentation showing, you know, X, Y, Z, then yeah, it may not be successful. So
Now, they said that that was done on the 17th, correct?
It was done on June the 17th. According to the trial agreement, the order the trial starts on the day of the order being placed. You have to cancel within 14 days of that date.
Yeah, it was the 17th.
Did I just miss that, I take it, when I called about this? Did I miss it by a day?
No, it was more than a day. You called in on the 10th to cancel.
It billed you on the 4th.
Well, it billed him on the 4th, okay. But it didn't clear probably till the 6th.
Right, because it was a weekend. Yeah. So.
Yeah, okay, I guess I'll just take the half, whatever I got to do to get something back.
Okay, so it'll be $47.97 and $49.87 that will be refunded back to the account. It takes approximately 3 to 5 business days for processing for a refund.
Okay.
All
and
right.
has his subscription been canceled at this point?
It has.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. All righty.
Okay. All right. Well, if you didn't have any further questions or concerns, thank you for calling customer service today.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.